faces will go. Faces, faces will go.
Faces, faces, faces at the window.
Providing comedy for
DIY Dickie.
Welcome back to the DIY Dickie YouTube channel, with me, DIY Dickie, although you'll call me Mr. Burton if you have any respect and want to keep your tonsils, for it is in fact me, Richard Burton, megastar of stage and screen and magnificent piss artist. In the time before Burton, there was only Dylan Thomas. In the time afterwards, there's been hardly anyone of note, just a sea of mediocrity enlivened occasionally by the need to carry out essential household repairs. And that said, today we'll be going to the bathroom to do some grouting.
That's right. Black mould, slow black, crow black, has grown with frightening voraciousness over the grout between your bathroom or shower tiling. And now it won't go away. It's like a metaphor for the slow sickening of all your hopes and dreams. Your only chance is to tear out every inch of the blighted stuff and replace it whole cloth.
For this task, you'll need 1 bag of industrial strength grout, 2 pints of water, 1 tube of sealant, a functioning sealant gun, and don't prat about with it, it's not a toy, a hammer and chisel, a palette knife, or if you haven't got one, the round end of a cocktail stirrer will do, a damp cloth, and an essential belief in your own fitness for the job. This may be difficult for you.
Now this takes bloody ages. You know, Shakespeare's Petruchio observed that it's the mind which makes the body rich. But what he didn't understand is you can't grout your bathroom with just your mind. It takes sweat and knuckles and bloody time, because before you can put the new grout in, you have to get the old grout out. Don't get your hammer and chisel, and show no mercy to it. Leave not a speck behind. If you do, all your new grout will be tainted by it, and you definitely don't want all your hard work be rendered as pointless as the rest of your existence. Now, if your spirit hasn't been broken by having to do some honest-to-God hard labour for a few minutes of your feckless life, it's time to mix new grout to fill the joyously unsullied nooks and crannies we've just abrased. Pour the grout into the water and stir it all up until it reaches the consistency of flesh-creeping porridge. Then apply the new grout to all the gaps between your tiles and the edge of your bath. Then, assuming you possess the maturity for such patience, you'll leave it to dry for 48 hours. And don't use the bathroom in that time, or you'll just be putting more moisture in the air. How you deal with your biological urges in the meantime is your own affair.
DIY Dickie.
2 days later, it's as dry as a you-know-what, and I'm using the sealant gun to apply the seal to the grout. Watch my technique. Slow, careful. Don't be a hero and you'll get the job done. Then you'll want to take the edge of your palette knife or cocktail stirrer, if you're that way inclined, and smooth the surface of the sealant for that professional finish. Then, leave it to dry again. Just 1 day this time. There you go. Shiny and new. But be warned. You might think that just because you've entirely replaced the diseased old grout around your bathroom tiles with healthy, tightly sealed new grout, now the job is done. But as with every other assessment you've ever made about the state of your existence, you'd be tragically mistook. As W.B. Yeats, my fellow YouTuber, once wrote, things fall apart. You should try William's channel on home electrics. It's very useful. My point is, without careful watching, that black mould, that slow black, crow black mould, will creep back and undo all of your begrudging hard work. So always dry it off. And keep the mould killer spray to hand. But don't drink it, although I can understand why you might want to. The way I see it, if you're not doing something that might kill you at least once a day, what's the point? Eventually you'll join me. You'll all join me.
Next time on DIY Dickie. Sanding. Ooh, bloody sanding.
What are you doing? I'm grinding my giant pepper mill. Why? You said you wanted something seasonal. Something Christmassy. It's Christmas time. Oh, now there's pepper everywhere. We could pretend it's snow. Yes, all right then.
Faces at the window, providing comedy for.
TheFacesAtTheWindow.com